Welcome back to another episode of the Summer of Psych. Today, I'm going to be talking about developmental coordination disorder. In this episode, I talk about developmental coordination disorder in the context of children. However, dyspraxia can still be present in adults. It should be noted that all of these episodes are designed to be a general overview of the condition that's focused on in the episode. There are a variety of different levels of these conditions as well as different subcategories. The things I talk about are simply what is most common in people with these conditions. Everything I say is from reliable, accredited sources. Due to the ever-evolving state of psychiatry and treatment of mental conditions, I will not be looking into current or possible treatments. Developmental coordination disorder, or DCD, is a condition that affects physical coordination. DCD causes children to have clumsy movements and not be able to perform as well in activities for their age. DCD is also sometimes known as dyspraxia, although this terminology isn't used as much by healthcare professionals, since the term dyspraxia itself can also be applied to issues with movement as a result of strokes or head injuries later in life. DCD seems to be around 3 to 4 times more prevalent in boys than in girls, and seems to run genetically. The rate of development of DCD in children can also vary quite a bit. So while some children can be diagnosed with DCD early in life, others may only be able to be diagnosed as having DCD when they are 5 years or older in age. Those with DCD often don't reach, or take much longer to reach, developmental milestones like rolling, crawling, walking, self-feeding, and dressing themselves. They might also be delayed in their abilities to write, draw, or partake in sports. The exact cause of DCD hasn't really been found, but since coordination requires many different nerves and parts of the brain, any sort of issue in those parts of the brain or nerves can lead to the development of DCD. It also isn't known why coordination is what doesn't develop as well as instead of some other skill. There are a number of risk factors that can increase the likelihood of a child having DCD, like being born prematurely, being born with a low birth weight, having a familial history of DCD, and or being born to a mother who drank alcohol or took illegal drugs during pregnancy. Some of the tasks that children with DCD struggle with include hopping, jumping, running, kicking or catching, using scissors, staying still for extended periods of time, walking up and down stairs, finding it hard to use cutlery, or playing with certain toys that require coordination, like stacking objects on top of each other. They might also have unusual body positions in their first year, find it hard to concentrate, or become less fit than other children because they can't participate in sports as well and become discouraged from trying to be active. All of my research for this episode is from the National Health Services, or NHS. No statement, phrase, or episode in the series or any episodes of this podcast are intended to treat, diagnose, cure, prevent, or otherwise change your mind or body in any form or manner. This podcast, and this series especially, is meant purely for educational purposes for the common person. Please do not rely on any of the information I share in this podcast in any way for your medical treatment. If you feel like you may have a condition mentioned or not mentioned in my podcast, do not come to me. Instead, immediately go to a trusted psychologist, therapist, counselor, or other reliable source of information and help for further guidance. Never disregard professional, psychological, or medical advice, nor delay in seeking professional advice or treatment because of something that you have heard or read from this podcast.